Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios, talking with Sue Liston this morning. Sue is a committee co-chair with the Cass County Master Gardeners, working on their local tour of gardens that's coming up here this week. And we want to visit a little bit about what sounds like a pretty fun little opportunity for you. Sue, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I know the Master Gardeners recently sponsored a little bus trip. You guys went west over into Nebraska to see some different things. How'd that go?
Oh, that was fabulous. We had an awesome time toured some gardens, spoke to Nebraska Master Gardeners, and visited their backyard garden. And then we did a little shopping. So, and then the sunken gardens we visited also were just amazing. It's beautiful.
It's neat to be able to see some of the other things that people are doing, but you probably also get a lot out of those visits that you have with other Master Gardeners from other areas.
Yes, we did. And, you know, and ideas and inspirations for our own gardens and, you know, our community.
I guess that's kind of the fun part about the being a master gardener. You got that title. You're, like you were telling me before we talked on the air here this morning, you're not necessarily an expert. You can always learn more.
Yes.
But also there are sometimes no right and wrong answers. Sometimes it's just how creative you want to be.
In gardening, yes, it is. And is the amount of people there are, that's the amount of types of gardens there are.
It's always good to bounce ideas off of one another.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of what the program's about anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about the local garden tour that's coming up here this weekend on Sunday, June 25th. You've got an opportunity on a local level to kind of do what you did last here recently with the little trip to Nebraska, see some of what's going on here locally. Is this a pretty exciting opportunity for folks?
It is. I don't know how many years it's been since they've had a garden tour, but it's got to be at least 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And so the Master Gardeners bringing this back has been really exciting. And this year we have four gardens that are very different. Each one is unique and special in its own way. And just really exciting to have that come back and for people to come out and get ideas and inspiration.
Sure. As I mentioned, this is coming up Sunday, June 25th. How is this day going to set up for folks? Is it pretty open?
It is. It's a self-guided tour, so it's from 2 until 6 in the afternoon, and you can purchase your tickets ahead of time at the Cass County Extension office. They're open from 8 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and then if you don't know how many people you want to come, let's say you go, oh, I want to go, but I don't know if, you know, my sister, my aunt, my ever, you can purchase additional tickets at the first garden.
Okay, very good. So the opportunity to just kind of do it on your own terms, on your own time during the day, and spend
yes.
as much time as you'd like.
Yes, and so you when you purchase your tickets, you get your map of the gardens. So we're not going to tell you exactly who's there. It's a big secret. but then you get your map, and then you go and see the gardens you want to see in the order you want to see them.
Okay.
And spend as much time as you want.
All right. Well, I know you don't want to give away all of the details here, but we've got to share some.
Oh, yes.
So what kind of things will folks be seeing?
Well, one of the gardens is out in the country, and it is very natural area, and you can walk through, I think she said, a half a mile into the wooded areas, but it's all got little hidden treasures throughout the place. And it's a beautiful walk, and just the way that she has fixed this up has just been phenomenal. And you can see different benches, and you can sit down and relax, or you can see some of the old items that she's recycled and turned into planters and, you know, just anything you can think of, she's done it.
Someone put a lot of work into this.
A lot of work.
All right. Well, it's good to share some of that work with
yes.
other folks, too. It's great to do it for yourself, but it's nice to be able to share some of those ideas
yes.
elsewhere. Now, all of these garden plots, all of these locations, they're all a little different. They all have something different to offer.
They all have something different to offer. One of the other gardens that is on the tour has a waterfall. So she has a pond and a waterfall and lots of big oak trees and just trellises and some beautiful plants.
Again, as creative as you want to be.
Exactly.
Always on these types of things. ideas? I mean, I assume folks are going to pull a lot of ideas when they go to these different places, and maybe that's the whole point, is maybe try to incorporate some of those things back in their own spaces?
Exactly. I mean, you know, what better place to find ideas than your neighbor's backyard?
Well, and you may have seen these types of things in different locations and thought, I'd love to do something like that, but I have no idea how to do it. Well, now you get a chance to get the question answered.
Exactly. You can you can talk to the gardeners that are there, how they did it, you know, how long it took for them, that kind of thing.
So will those gardeners be available then during
those
times?
Yes, they will.
Okay.
Yes.
So they will be able to see them and visit a little bit.
Exactly.
This is an opportunity for folks to be able to get out, see these types of things, and as mentioned, make some mental notes, maybe bring a little notepad with you. I assume some folks will be taking some pictures. We all have cameras on our phones, right?
Exactly. And we encourage people to take pictures because, you know, they're that pretty.
Yeah.
They're that unique. Yeah.
You know, Sue, I think when a lot of people close their eyes and think about a garden, typically, they're thinking about like a square or a rectangle somewhere in the backyard where they've got a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and it's all in nice, neat rows and things. And I mean, we all have our idea of what a backyard garden is. That image, like that of a backyard garden, not what they're going to see.
No, no. even we have a couple that are in town, and you can get inspiration if you have a smaller space. You can still have a wonderful garden. And you don't have to be an expert to have a beautiful garden. You know, you can get plants that are low maintenance, that maybe if since we haven't had a lot of rain, a little bit of watering. But sometimes you don't need to even do that if you plant the right kind of plants.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and that's the whole point, is to figure out things that are going to be good for that area. You may have lots of sun. You may have partial sun.
Right.
There are so many different things that will grow in different locations. It's nice to be able to know all those things ahead of time and get some great ideas.
Yeah, and you can see some of the places that have shade, and you're like, oh, nothing grows in shade. Well, grass doesn't even really grow in shade. Well, there's lots of plants that do.
Yeah.
So you can get inspiration for that.
Absolutely. Now, did I hear there might be like a door prize or two?
There is. There is going to be a raffle prize. So, and it's going to be donated by Imagine Gift Store. And so every time you visit one of the gardens, you get a chance to win this door prize.
Okay. So when you check in at each of those locations, you're entered in, so you get the opportunity. So it's good to see all four of them then.
It is.
Maximize that opportunity. All right, very good. You mentioned the getting the tickets ahead of time. Tickets are $10 a piece. Now, where do the proceeds go?
They go to the Cass County Master Gardener Program, and that helps with our scholarships and things, the programs that we have.
Sure. Why did you join Master Gardeners?
I love gardening. I moved to the Atlantic area 2 years ago, or actually, it's going to be 3 years. And I just, they came out to visit me, and the people were wonderful, and I just connected with them, and I wanted to be a part of their Master Gardener program. I loved what they're doing and things like that.
Well, part of the Master Gardener program is the giving back. Once you learn, you're expected to share that with other people. And there's an hour commitment there, and it is a commitment. But do you find that a fun part of the whole process?
I do. It's great to be part of the community and to be giving back and making Atlantic beautiful. I mean, we work on a lot of different gardens around the town and in the parks and things like that. And so it gets me out and about and doing things that I like to do and having other people see it.
Yeah, and hopefully sharing that with other people too, mm-hmm. so that they can enjoy it and
yes.
maybe open up their open up their world a little bit more, finding something that they can really dive into. Well, again, that tour of gardens locally is coming up again this Sunday, June 25th. The touring will be happening from 2 until 6 p.m., and we'll see how it goes. I know there's some chances of rain this weekend, but the way it's been going this summer, it probably won't happen because that's just kind of the way it is. But these gardens will be lush and ready to go for you to enjoy. Get those tickets ahead of time at the Extension office, or you can pick them up when you do that too, and you'll get that map so you can do that self-guided tour. Sounds like something you want to do with friends.
Definitely. I mean, better to walk around a beautiful area is with somebody you love.
You bet. Well, very good. And if someone would like to learn more about maybe becoming a master gardener, how the program works, ask on that day?
Yes, you can. Yes, each location will have a master gardener available to talk to. So, yes, you can get information at that time or at the county extension office.
All right. Very good. Lots of opportunities for you there. Hope you get a chance to enjoy that. A lot of folks have put some effort into this to make it happen, and they're happy to do it for you. So come on out and enjoy. Sue Liston, thanks for coming in this morning. She's one of the Cass County Master Gardeners helping to co-chair this project. It sounds like it's a lot of fun. You're enjoying it. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.